give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Harry's Razors. Harry's Father Day 2017 special, what would we call it? Promotion.
Special promotion. And what's great about it is you can actually engrave a nice razor for your, a nice whole kit, a nice shaving kit. And
basically, they're introducing a limited edition Father's Day shaving, including a new Storm Gray Truman handle. Ooh, do you love your dad? Does your dad shave? Does your dad forget to shave his nose hairs? Yeah. Well, get on this Harry's Razors. What do you get? You get a gift at every price point, beginning at $15. Custom engraving to make it feel really special. Get your dad's name on his razor. Quality and satisfaction guaranteed. If dad doesn't like it 100%, boom, he can send it back and get the cash.
Can I also say this? My dad's name would be engraved Joy.
Joy. Oh, my God. And ready to gift. High-quality giftable box and add in personal gift card for free. Basically, it doesn't say your dad's name. It says dad on it. My apologies.
And, okay. Because I was wondering about that, because that would take a long time.
That would take a long time.
So make all the ones say dad. It's for your dad.
Yeah.
And thank you, Father, for taking care of me. Here's a great way you can take care of you.
Same high-quality products that you know from Harry's. I use Harry's all the time. And it's a limited edition Father's Day set. You go fight $30 and even more. Storm Gray limited edition razor stand, foam, shave, replacement blades, and more. Go to harrysrazors.com/punchdrunk and get in.
And welcome to the Punch Drunk Secret Patreon podcast where winners win.
Okay, all right, yeah, you got me.
Okay, yeah.
Guys, welcome to another secret one. Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys coming. I'm sitting here with Jason Tebow.
Great feedback. Actually, you know, we've been doing this for a while, maybe half a year.
How long have we been doing this?
4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to, like, people are like, man, I'm glad I, that was incredible. And that's how it was when we first started doing this pod, because we had literally 500. If we had 1,000, we were like, holy shit, 6 years ago. And that's how the Patreon's going. Like, people are like, it's starting to get some traction. So thank you, everyone that contributes to this.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little hot right now.
Let's find this out. Sam, why are you hot right now? You just got off stage.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, let me rewind before you get hot. Before you get hot. I was baffled by the TV schedule today, because what we agreed on was like, hey, let's meet at Sam's, let's watch Bellator at like 6, and then Sam's got a fucking 11 o'clock spot, yep. We'll come here for that.
Yep.
Bellator wasn't on until 9, it fucked up everything,
yes.
And then I showed up here to watch it, I missed the main fight because Toby turns it off. I come out there. I don't even know what happened in the main fight.
I watched. Oh, I know who won.
Okay. I want to talk about that. But Sam shows up. Ryan Adams stunt double shows up. And Jason Galern, by the way, joining us.
Doesn't he
look like Ryan Adams stunt double or what? Take the hat off, fuckface.
Let me hear him.
Take
say
the hat
it.
Off.
I got a haircut today.
Doesn't matter. Let's see it. Let's see on the scale of 1 to 10 of gay.
Dude, isn't that Ryan Adams stunt
he
double?
Looks
look
more
at.
Like you,
give him eye contact, fuckface. Yeah, there it is. So,
is your mom still in town?
No,
no,
dude,
she
no,
bounced. She bounced.
Wait, real quick. Why wasn't the fights were supposed to be on at 6, right?
I bet you they moved it back because the NBA playoffs were on. They're like, fuck it, let's move it back.
Yeah. And what an exciting game that was. But
dude, that's going to happen more and more, by the way, with everybody being a jump shooting team.
We'll get to there, but let me just catch Galern up. So, Sam shows up for his, 11 o'clock spot?
Yeah.
11 o'clock spot.
Is this the fight part?
I've already been here watching the fight. And then here we are. We come down here. And Sam, what happened during your set tonight?
So I watch people. And it's a packed house, but nobody's like getting explosion laughs. They're a good crowd.
Where, in the main room?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. First of all, can I stop? The voice of Jason Galern, everybody. One of the greatest comics. Everyone has heard all of us doing impressions of this guy.
Dude, every time you have a new joke, and
first
it's
guy
just
I met.
Murder.
First comedian
so
I met.
Fucking funny.
You must like pussy.
I do.
I met Jason Galern, and then I met you. He's the only person I've known longer than you in L.A. in the comedy world, honest to God. And
how about
it was
Jarvis?
Within,
when we're still there.
Nope. Jarvis was right after that because he was hosting at the L.A. Cabaret.
Oh, L.A. Cabaret.
Yeah, of course.
What happened to that room? Where is that room?
I had been in Los Angeles for 4 days, and that was the first gig I got in L.A. Got it out of the L.A. Weekly. Gilly's the host. And
you remember that trip? We used to do that.
I used to, by that real asshole.
So it was the belly room.
Such an asshole.
Yeah. And they had a smaller room, not the main room, but they had a smaller room. So Gilly's the host. I go up, and I go into some of my old Wonder Woman bits. And I'm like, no, she had a truth lasso. And no one ever told her the truth, because if you throw me in the truth lasso, I'm going to be like, those are the best tits I've ever seen in my life. She's like, did you rob this bank? And I'm like, those are the greatest tits I've ever fucking seen. So, and
why don't you still do that bit? Because it's gold with the movie coming out.
I'll tell you why. I tell you why I don't do it. Oh, that's true. That's true. I'll tell you why I don't do it. Because this guy shuts me down. I have emotional fuck. Because first gig in L.A., he's the host. He goes on after me. 3 minute spot. A minute and a half of Wonder Woman jokes. He goes on after me. He goes, dude, way to fucking tell some jokes from the 70s. This guy's a fucking full of shit. And I'm like, wow, I'll never forgive this guy for the rest of my life. Cut to 20 years later, literally one of my best friends. I've seen your marriage. I've seen your kids be born. Your kids
and
call
I
me uncle.
I stole that bit, and I love it. Thanks. It's a great bit.
Jason Galern, one of the greatest comedy joke. Dude, one of the best joke writers there is.
You must love pussy, too.
Dude, yum. So you go on stage tonight, and what happens, Sam?
Well, first of all, Dan tells me if don't touch the mic cord, it will short circuit.
Danny, the sound engineer.
Yeah, and he's great, and I love him. So I start doing this weird kind of talking on the mic stand, and it's just not going well.
Give me an impression with your hands if that's
like
the mic.
Like, ride the train. You know, my fucking Jim Morrison trying to, riders on the front,
yeah,
you know.
Can't imagine this going bad. Go ahead.
So I'm doing well. I'm getting jokes, but it's not killing. So I'm like, okay.
Give me a grade. You're getting a C plus. You're used to a B plus.
I'm used to an A motherfucking plus.
No, I'm talking about this time slot of the night.
I'm using, dude, it's not bad time slot. It was a good time slot.
But you're ninth in a gangbang.
Compared to what we normally get, which is like 100th in a gangbang, I'll take 9 in a gangbang.
Okay. All right.
I'll take 9 in.
Sure.
I missed it. Can you? What happened in the set?
Brett Morin has a good set. Right. I go up after him, and I do really well. I mean, it's going okay, but it's not crushing.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, so you do the comedy sort of thing where you engage the crowd. You kind of like poke.
That's the Sam Tripoli thing.
Okay, maybe I'm the only one who does that. Where you don't like, what's, you never done that with the crowd? Where
of
you're
course
like, okay,
he
what's
does.
Going
yeah,
on?
Well,
yeah,
love,
I,
where
yeah.
are you from? You look like you love to have your fucking pussy sucked. You're good, I'm good,
no,
you're
I'm not,
good.
You know, the thing about Tripp is, on stage, and I've told Tripp before this, and you can confirm this.
Of course, brother.
Like, Tripp will have set. And then about the fourth or fifth set, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Yep.
And that's why I fucking love you. Because every set, it's truly, you don't know what's going to happen. And every third, fourth, fifth set, whatever, it's the fucking greatest thing
I've
ever seen.
And that's a great segue.
Is that true? Is that fucking true?
Not only that, it's 100% true. And everyone knows this about me.
It.
I mean, Trips is my bro. We're not even best friends. We're brothers. Which includes, like, I know his family very well. I know his brother Jason. I know his parents. He knows my mom. He hit on my mom. 100% did. He has a joke about it. Yep. And by the way, my mom only likes pussy, which only makes Sam fucking harder.
Hey, dude, so, I will work hard.
Yeah, I doubt you can work hard enough. But so cut to, like, 8 years ago. And, like, we all start getting, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. We all started getting, like, to a new level. You know, now we're all, like, featuring, headlining, we're all fuck, you know what I mean? So my mom comes to La Jolla to see me and Sam, and it's just like the two, no, Chicago. Comes to Chicago, me and Sam are gigging together. I'm doing a half hour, Sam's doing 55. And my mom, and she went to all four shows. Mm-hmm. And my mom goes, here's my favorite thing about watching Sam Tripoli. It's a train.
Yeah.
It's a train that's leaving the station. Yep. And it is guaranteed to go off the tracks. Uh-huh. But the conductor is betting his life it's not going to go off the tracks. Uh-huh. And it's a beautiful thing to watch because Sam has a 90-minute set planned, and 2 minutes in, it goes off the tracks, and he's baffled by this. And it's so goddamn fun to watch. And that's my mother's description of watching Sam.
It's like, dude, it sets different. I love it.
Dude, it's like he thinks he's the Beatles, but he's a Grateful Dead. So he's like, it's a hard day's guitar solo for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he doesn't know that. And that's the beauty. The beauty isn't that. The beauty is that Sam goes into the next show going, I'm going to do Hard Day's Night, and I'm going to go right into my other songs. And he goes, it's a hard, you fucking cunt. Why, you know? Yeah. And then it's fucking.
I never call anybody cunt, but I have fun. But I like to push it.
It's just a beautiful train wreck. It's a beautiful train wreck.
It is the real deal, for sure.
Well, you're very nice, because you are literally one of the few people I can watch do stand up. And I don't mean that negatively. I just know what everybody's act is. And with you, there's always something new.
Every time Galern goes up, I want to watch it because you're, you know, kind of like Dave Attell or even, you could even say in a way, Stephen Wright. You're one of those guys where your jokes are so concise.
So concise.
And there's no fucking fat on the steak where you literally can repeat them at the fucking water cooler the next day. The rest of us are stories. We're doing stories.
Too. It's like,
of course.
You know, like bomb.
No, the thing I like about you is what I like about Attell is that your guys' punchlines are the absolute best punchline.
It's
you could come up
concise.
I never go, oh, he should have said this for your jokes.
There's no notes. There's no notes.
Well, I've got notes for the last 20 fucking
years.
Well,
dude, if it's a new bit, you might but like when you like some of my favorite bits of yours, just so fans know, and I've told them on this show before, but dude, I'm a fucking substitute teacher, or I'm a fucking high school teacher, but I teach all these fucking reformed kids, and I only have fucking 7 students, so we had to fucking go on a field trip so we get a short bus. And one of my students is like, yo, Mr. G, I ain't getting on a short bus. That's for retards. And I go, Tyrone, what's 8 times 6? And he goes, all right, but I got a shotgun. That's a perfect joke, bro.
It is. There goes my pension.
So back to me. I just want to tell you because I'm still fucking fuming.
This is a stroke fest.
No, it's not because
no,
I go up
Sam just got off stage after fucking.
Trip, I've told you that. I've told you that many times. I love it. You haven't finished the story.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
do. No, that's what we're getting at. That's what we're getting at.
My point to you is, and Teeb nailed it, you have to expect that. And the fact that you get pissed or whatever, that's the beauty of it.
Can I be honest with you? A lot, especially as young cons, can realize it's not actual. Guys, thanks for tuning in to the Punch Drunk Patreon podcast, guys. What we're looking for is a little help in building our network. Go to the Patreon page. For $5 a month, you get 4 exclusive podcast with people like Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer. And if we get up to 500 subscribers at $5 a pop, I will fight Ari Shaffir. We will throw down. We're going to do it at Jason Ellis Mania. Guys, help out. Help us build a network. We're not using this money for us. We're using it to build an empire that you can be a part of. Thanks for tuning in and help support the Patreon, the Punch Drunk Secret Podcast. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports, where winners win.